with Tony Rigsby.
Good Monday morning, everyone. 60 degrees right now here in the Triangle area on our first Monday of the month of June. Monday morning means it's time to talk with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've talked so much over the last few months about tariffs, and it seems like there's a new development every day. Last week, the Court of International Trade steps in, and then the Court of Appeals. Where do we stand right now?
Oof, take a breath, right? It could change any minute. So where we stand right now is that we have these tariffs that were announced on April 2nd. That was the 10% across-the-board tariffs. That was the 145% on China. It was also the 20% fentanyl-related tariffs on fentanyl tariffs on non-compliant imports from Canada and Mexico. So all those were found as invalid, as contrary to law by the court system. But during the appeal process, they're kind of still in place, but most of them have been paused anyway. Okay, so take a breath on that. So what's really in place right now? There are tariffs that are in place on steel, aluminum, and cars, 25%, okay? So the thing is, now, over the weekend, the president said, oh, I'm going to increase the tariffs on steel. They're going to be double from 25 to 50%. But it is not like the other side, the other countries or the other places that we're talking about, they don't seem to believe the president. And now there is this sort of generalized feeling that they understand that the president will announce outrageous high levels of tariffs, and that's his negotiation strategy, which he himself has identified.
Is that that problem, taco theory?
Yeah, so that's kind of, that's twofold. So that's like from one, on one hand, the people understand that's how he negotiates. But from the investor side, they're saying, hey, that's taco. That's the, and this is a guy from the Financial Times coined this, Trump always chickens out. That this is a theory that if you're worried about markets collapsing because of all this, don't, because at the end of the day, the president backs down because he doesn't want to see the markets move against him, and he really doesn't want to destroy the economy. I'm pretty clear that that's not something he wants. So this is how a lot of the traders are treating this, and they are saying, well, you know, if the price of the stock goes down, that's an opportunity to buy. So that's why we've seen stocks come back so dramatically from those lows back in the beginning of April, up almost. They went down by 20%. Now they came back 20%. So where does that leave us, consumers? We haven't seen prices increase just yet. They're starting to increase. We'll see some price increases over the next few months. The economy has slowed down a little bit, but it's not going to be, it doesn't look like we're falling off a cliff yet. Most of the action that we likely would see in terms of a slowdown would be the second half of the year. And I guess the big loser right this second is a small business owner who just doesn't know what to do. These tariffs are really tough. And it's hard to plan, and it's hard to actually create a strategy if you're always being yanked one direction or the other. They're on, they're off. And I think the bigger companies are able to weather that a little bit more gracefully. But if you're a small company, it is hard out there. That's what I am hearing from the folks on the ground.
Well, I guess that's sort of like something you've always told us about the stock market, is that the market hates uncertainty, and it's got to be something that those small business owners really, really hate, too.
Indeed. And you know, just imagine this, that if you're running a small business, you don't have the ability to lobby the president directly to get a carve out for your special thing. You don't have an iPhone. You know, you don't have that power. So I think that what we're really keeping an eye on right now in terms of the economy, we'll have a jobs report out this Friday, and we'll see how job creation is going. It seems to be slowing down some. But if we start to see prices rise and then the job market slow down, I think that's when we as consumers will start to feel the impact of all these policies and the policy uncertainty.
Any other reports coming out this week that we need to be keeping an eye on, Jill?
I think that really it's the jobs report. And just to remind everyone, these monthly reports that come out, they're always subject to two revisions after the initial report. So this report for May, we're expecting 130,000 jobs, that the unemployment rate would be 4.2%, and that wages will be up by, this is average annual wages, by 3.8% from a year ago, and that would be ahead of the inflation rate. But, you know, this is would be a slowdown. The last 3 months, we've averaged about 155,000 jobs a month. Maybe we'll see some more job losses at the federal level from those DOGE cuts. We haven't really seen that show up in the reports yet either, because a lot of people are still in the government who took those early retirements. They're still getting paid through the fall. So that has not really shown up. I'm going to be interested to see how that plays out and to see how businesses are reacting to this uncertainty, large and small, because it's hard to go out and hire a ton of people and make big investments if you don't know where the trade policy is going to land.
Again, that uncertainty rears its ugly head. Jill, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take care. Thank you.
Jill Schlesinger, our CBS.